So, the last presentation, the message. Again, we could have done that before we did the rehearsal or after, but I just have this here. Now we're going to talk about the essentials for making the message. Now, we also have a mini course on ministry presentations, sermons, etc. I think that would be really helpful to take along with this. It's just a mini course. It takes 2-3 hours, and you can get like the essentials of ministry speaking. But if you don't have time for that, I will at least cover the bases on what goes into a wedding message. So, first of all, it's really a marriage meditation is what you're really talking about. And know that there are different expectations in different cultures. And somehow what you want to do is to connect the walk of life, that is the personalities of the husband and wife getting married, the, you know, the bride and the groom, with a marriage message. And I have a sample of one that I did years ago that is about 5 minutes. It's not too long, but you can see, you know, how do you connect local personalities of bride and groom with a Christian message. And again, 5 minutes to 15 minutes is really outstanding. So what you're going to want to do is interview the couple for the message. And this could be in that meeting that you've done 2 months earlier. You've done that. And you might just say, hey, I have a little interview. I just want to talk to you about the message. It could be, you know, 2 weeks before the wedding. I like to do it actually when we're talking about the 2 months before meeting, where we're talking about the rehearsal. I like to also get into the subject. Hey, I'd like to talk 15 minutes about the message itself. So, are there any special wedding verses? Give some wedding verses ideas, such as Genesis 2:24, Ecclesiastes 4:12, Luke 6, verse 38, 1 Corinthians 13, Ephesians 5, and there are many more. What you're looking for is an angle, something that sort of speaks about them. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you find that angle. How does a thought or theme in a passage that relate to or encourage the couple? See sample messages. The message that I have a sample, the couple picked 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, you know, and again, that seems so simple. And if you watch the sample message and you think about it, and I recommend you take the ministry public speaking, ministry speaking message mini class will help you. What I find is you want to have a nice balance between the personal lives, the scripture, and in that process, in a sense, all you're really doing is encouraging them to enjoy their life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll end by talking about some wisdom things that I've learned over the years. No doing passive-aggressive marriage bashing or marriage bashing whatsoever. I mentioned this earlier in the class, and I see that many times it's somewhat annoying. Well, Jason, this is your last day of freedom. And it's like a quick, cheap joke, and people laugh. And that's how messages are brought by ministers. As if, you know, that's funny. You know, that's not funny. That's sad. Freedom begins in service. And I know I'm OCD a little bit and serious about this, but really, there is no room for, in my opinion, again, I'm on my soapbox, you can do whatever you want to do. But I really believe this is a sacred day, sacred, it's beautiful. And no making it hopeless. It's so hard. What you're entering in today is one of the hardest things. You know, if you're going to make it hard, make it like the game of golf. You know, sometimes you're going to hit it out of bounds, but it is so fun. It is hard, but fun. But not hard hopelessly. Don't embarrass the couple. And I've seen this too, where you know, the minister knows some things and then almost violates confidentiality by embarrassing the couple with it. Be so careful to not do it. Don't call too much attention to yourself. I've seen it where ministers are, they're at a wedding. They have their 5 to 10 minute block, and they tell this long story about when Elizabeth and I were first married, we did this and we encountered that and we encountered that and we encountered all of this. And it's such a privilege to be here today to do your wedding. And we want you, you know, to find the happiness that Elizabeth and I found. Not so much. It's about them, not about you. Also, don't be superior or preachy. Where many today are breaking the bonds of marriage, but we expect more of you, Jordan and Jason. You know, it's in, or you know what I'm getting at. It's just keep away from the trying to fix someone. Or if you know that, let's say, your Jason is kind of a new believer. You know, Jordan loves the Lord, and, but Jason, I know you have a long ways to go. And we expect you, you know, be very careful about stuff like that. And really just smile. But again, don't be fake and don't overdo it. But the whole time, just be in the joy of the moment. Even if you're not used to smiling, just practice smiling. And what will be said of you is, you know, George there did that ceremony, and wow, did you see how much he smiled? He really liked doing that. You know, the thing is they might compliment you for that, but most importantly, you are creating that joy experience for the couple, and what a beautiful experience it really is. So, you know, the wedding message is something that maybe you've never done that before. And believe me, if you've never done it before, expectations are low. But if you take these a few principles and apply them, you'll find that the wedding message will be a breeze. And you will just see that as maybe this is something you want to take further and continue more in ministry.